The groups, including the pro-choice family planning advocates and the Christian conservative New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, had argued that making public their donor lists could pose a danger to the contributors because they lobby on controversial topics. The Joint Commission on Public Ethics rejected the request from both groups, along with requests from the New York Civil Liberties Union and the Women's Equality Coalition.
I hear no motion, and so therefore the application is denied.
After the vote, commissioners argued over the next step. Under law, they are required to present a written reason for denying the exemptions, but some commissioners complained that since there had been no actual discussion before the vote, they did not know what to tell the groups. Commissioner Renee Roth joined the meeting by phone.
And I don't think we have done our job.
The Ethics Commission also voted to modify the loan donor disclosure exemption that they had approved for NARAL. The time frame was shortened. The group will now have to reapply in July. New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms called the vote a flawed result in a lengthy, unfair, and dysfunctional process. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.